We are very excited. Oh, good evening. Sorry about that. I kind of cut some of y'all off. We're very excited that you are joining us for our Sunday evening worship. Thank you for being here. Fifth Sundays are very special amongst the youth group, and I hope they're very special amongst this congregation because our young men get to lead, and they also always do a wonderful job, and we appreciate the support that comes from the congregation. If you're visiting with us, we ask that you fill out a blue card in the seat back in front of you, and our ushers will come and collect that. If you're a member, we ask you fill out the white card, and we will pick those up at the appropriate time. As mentioned before, our young men will be leading our worship this evening. We'll be starting with songs from Mr. Campbell Scott and a scripture and prayer by Brady Webb, and our lesson this evening will be brought to us by Mr. Jordan Torbett. So if you would, please take out a songbook and join us in song.
Our first song tonight is going to be number 348, Jesus is All the World to Me. Number 348, Jesus is All the World to Me. For this song, we're going to be singing all four verses.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them more and more. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend, beautiful life that has no end. Eternal joy, he's my friend.
I'll be reading Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Will you bow with me? Dear Lord, thank you for this day and all the many blessings, and thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for us, and help us to be more like you and find your footsteps every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I'll be reading from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38, sorry. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you whom hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, to do good, and to lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, you will not be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put in your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you.
Number 230, hide me, O my Savior. Number 230, hide me, O my Savior. For this song, we're going to be singing the first and the second verses.
Hide me, O my Savior, hide me in thy holy place, resting there beneath thy glory. O, let me see thy face. Hide me, hide me, O blessed Savior, hide me. Savior, keep me safely, O Lord, with thee. Hide me when the storm is raging, or life's troubled sea. Like a dove on ocean's billows, O, let me fly to thee. Hide me, O blessed Savior, hide me, O Savior, keep me safely, O Lord, with thee.
I'll be reading Isaiah 40, 28 through 29. Isaiah 40, 28 through 29. Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have not might he increase strength.
Number 132, does Jesus care? Number 132, does Jesus care? For this song, we're going to be singing all four verses. And tonight's invitation song will be number 770. Number 770. Number 132, let us sing.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? And for my deep grief, I find relief through the tears flow all the night long. Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it all to him? Does he see? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
The text for tonight's lesson comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Luke 15, verses 1 through 7. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice for me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. If I say it unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance.
So, I just recently saw Toy Story 4, but I didn't like it. Did you notice that in each Toy Story, some toy gets lost? The neat thing is that the toys can actually find their way back home. Wouldn't that be nice if anything that we lost would be able to find its way back home? I love it because I don't know how many times I've lost my Bible or wallet, really too many times to count. Jesus never spoke about lost toys, but he did speak about lost items. In fact, the whole 15th chapter of Luke is about lost items. In the beginning of the chapter, the tax collectors and sinners drew near to Jesus. The Pharisees and scribes start complaining, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Jesus responds to their critical observation using three parables. We're going to take a few minutes to look at the parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, to see if we can't pick up some valuable points and draw out some interesting comparisons. The first item is a lost sheep. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? I can identify with losing an animal. I've already spoken to you about losing Rocky more than a few times. But now we have 6 chickens to keep up with, and several times a week, I end up leaving 5 chickens to go find 1 chicken, because that can make a pretty tasty snack for some predator. Every sheep was important to the shepherd, so he left the 99 knowing that they would be safe and secure together. Now Jesus is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. He prepared a way to bring man into his fold, and so that we are no longer lost through his sacrifice on the cross. But let's look at it at another standpoint. Do we all spend too much time with the 99 instead of going out and finding the one which is lost? And then there's the parable of lost coin. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? But some versions use diligently, which I think is really a better translation. Are we mimicking Christ by seeking those who are lost? Luke 19:10 states, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Are we diligently searching for the lost and inviting them to worship or have Bible studies? Is your light brightly lit? If it is not, then you probably aren't diligently seeking the lost. How well would the woman have been able to find a coin without a lamp? I don't know, but having the lamp sure made it a lot easier to find her coin. So first, there was a parable of lost sheep, which helps us to remember to leave our comfort zone every once in a while and search for the lost. And then we have the parable of the lost coin, which teaches us to keep our light brightly lit and diligently search for the lost. Lastly, we have the very familiar parable of the lost son. Starting with verse 11, in this parable, a man has 2 sons, and the younger one asks for his inheritance, and the father gives it to him, and then he takes everything and goes to a far country, or far land. Then in verse 17, the scripture says, "But he came to himself." The son reflects back on the way he walked away from his father in his loving arms, and maturely decides to humble himself and go back. Did you notice that this parable is different from the other two? In a couple ways. One, the parable is talking about a lost person, where the other two are speaking about lost things. 2, the owners of the sheep and the coin searched for their possessions, but the father wanted his son to come back instead of taking him back. My impression is that he looked for the returning, hoping that his son would return on his own. Thirdly, the first 2 lost items were replaceable, but a precious soul isn't. Lastly, everyone rejoiced with their owners after their lost items were found. But in this case, it was different with the returning of the son. Now, the older son was angry. He felt slighted when his other brother brought so much joy and celebration. He reminds me of the Pharisee who looked down on the tax collector in Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. To some who were confident of their righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. 2 men went up to a temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you I am not like this tax collector, or like others, robbers, evildoers, adulterers. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all that I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven. Instead, he beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I want to be humble and compassionate like this tax collector, don't you?" The Pharisee, on the other hand, well, the Pharisee and the brother were not humble and compassionate. In conclusion, the lost need encouragement to help to find their way to Christ. So we need to leave our comfort zone and search for the lost. We need to let our shine brightly, we need to let our light shine brightly and diligently, seeking the lost. And lastly, we need to welcome the sinner back into the fold without reservation, judgment, or prejudice, but with sincerity of heart and compassion. Luke 15 helps us to remember what God's people are here to do and the positive result that comes from this work. Verse 7 tells us that there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just people who have no need of repentance. Verse 10 states that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And finally, verses 24 and 32 tell us that when one is lost and is later found, it is time to celebrate and be glad, because for our brother was dead and is alive again, lost and is found. I was so relieved and happy when I found my Bible and my wallet and my pets. I was firmly convinced the joy of a lost soul coming back or to my coming to or back to Christ is far better than that. Rex asks, does this mean Woody is a lost toy? Buzz answers, he's not lost. Not anymore. That's the goal. Not to be lost anymore.
Wonderful job, Jordan. Excellent job. Maybe tonight you felt lost. Maybe tonight you've tried it your way. Whether it's struggles of the world, whether it's an addiction, whether it's problems in your home. Maybe you've tried to solve those problems and you're finding that you cannot solve them. No matter what you throw at it, no matter what you try, your way just hasn't worked. Jordan has presented a wonderful lesson tonight that introduces us, sometimes will introduce somebody to a God that loves them. Oftentimes we think of it as a formal introduction. God, meet so-and-so. So-and-so, this is your Heavenly Father. But like Jordan illustrated tonight, it's like that father waiting for that child to come home. He is waiting, he is watching, he is looking, and he wants that all should come to him, but he knows that it is our choice. So maybe tonight you need to put him on in that choice and become a Christian for the first time. Or maybe like the prodigal, you've left. And you've gone out into the world and you've done things your way. You are covered in the pig grime of sin. And you realize what the young man realized, and that is, there is no better place for me to be than in my Father's home. Whatever your need tonight, we're going to offer an invitation. For those who may not be familiar, an invitation is an opportunity for you to come down. If you need to put on Christ, it's an opportunity to confess that and to put on Christ in baptism. Or if you are a wayward child, it's an opportunity to come down to confess that sins to brothers and sisters who, as Jordan also mentioned, aren't here to judge, but we're here to love and to comfort and to help in your spiritual maturity. Whatever your need tonight, we encourage you to come while together we stand and while we sing.
Come, sinner, come. While we are praying for you, come, sinner, come. Now is the time to own him. Come, sinner, come. Now is the time to own him. Come, sinner, come. Are you too heavy laden? come, sinner come. Jesus will bear your burden, come, sinner come. Jesus will not receive you, come, sinner come. Jesus can now sinner come, come and receive the blessing, come, sinner come. While Jesus whispers to you, come, sinner come.
Please be seated. For all that has not taken the Lord's Supper, it has been prepared for you. As we sing number 484, the first verse of that song, please come to my seats to my left and you will be served. Number 484. First verse only.
Oh, sacred head now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns thine only crown. How art thou pale with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn? How does thy visage languish, which once was bright as morn?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings that you give us. And please be with those who take up this bread, that may be taken in a worthy manner. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, help us to once again set our minds on the Lord's Supper, Lord, and to drink of his cup in a worthy manner that is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the many wonderful blessings that you give us every day of our lives, and please help us not take those for granted. Please let this be given back with a joyful heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you again to our young men. They've done a wonderful job, as they always do. Jordan, wonderful message, great illustrations. Thank you so much for bringing that to a very practical and a very real day-to-day lesson. I think that was one of the beauties that Christ was able to do with so many is he took a concept that should be so far over our head, and he made it so real and every day. And thank you to Carmen for her very real heart. Carmen and Scott have been involved with our young people this from pretty much the day they came back to North Jackson. And I rely heavily on parents and mentors like this, not only for their own children, but more for the other children and the other young people that are involved in the youth program. And I thank you for showing so much of your heart tonight. That was powerful. A few announcements. If you would, please be passing those cards to the center aisles, and our ushers are coming by to pick those up at this time. As mentioned this morning, Roy Howell is asking for our prayers this evening. He's going to be having a bone scan this Thursday, so we want to remember Mr. Roy in our prayers this week. Congratulations are in order to Lance and Ashley Norris on the birth of their daughter Lydia James on Monday, September 23rd, and I know Kate is a very proud big sister. There is a sign-up sheet in the foyer bulletin board for those who plan to attend the West Tennessee Children's Home Benefit Dinner on Thursday, October 3rd in Henderson, Tennessee. For more information or for tickets, we ask you please see Sean Jones or Michael Wilson. That's all the announcements that I have. We hope you have a blessed evening and a great week. At this time, if you would, please stand for our closing song by Andrew Wilson and our closing prayer by Brother Logan Coleman.
Please turn your books to number 583, Sing to Me of Heaven. We'll be singing the first verse only, number 583. Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of it. golden, glory of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven's sweetest song of all.
Let us pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day that we could come and worship you, Lord, and I pray that our worship service has been acceptable unto your sight, Lord. And Father, thank you for all of the many, many blessings you bestow upon us, and help us not to take all that we have for granted, Lord, and to use whatever we have to benefit your will this week, Lord. And Father, please be with all those out there who are sick and struggling, Lord. Please be with those who aren't here tonight for whatever reason, and help them to be back the next time the doors are open. Father, we're thankful for Miss Chandler and for her family, and please be with them. And Father, help us to help them in whatever way we can. And forgive us when we fall short and when we sin against you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.